This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals to stay put, shelter in place, and avoid movement. It said any travel within Iran or to border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of multi-storied buildings, and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They are also advised to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at 98912810915, 98912810909, 98912810912, and 98993217 9359, or via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. The warning comes after U.S.-Israeli airstrikes hit two bridges, a train station, and Khorramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form human chains to protect power plants. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest U.S. proposal. The campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ended last evening after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 114 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held tomorrow in a single phase. In the final hours of the campaigning yesterday, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has ordered strict surveillance across state prisons and correctional homes to prevent any interference in the election process from within jail premises. The directive mandates regular and surprise searches to thwart unauthorized communication or the planning of political activities, to maintain security. The granting of parole, furlough or temporary release has been suspended until May 6, except in extreme humanitarian cases requiring written permission from the district election officer. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sarma said the average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day from around 77,000 cylinders in February. Additional Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in West Asia region are safe.
All the Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian flagged vessel has been reported in the past 24 hours. As of now, 16 Indian flagged vessels with 433 seafarers remains in the Western Persian Gulf region. Directorate General of Shipping is in coordination with shipowners, RPSL agencies and Indian missions is actively monitoring the situation.
Russia and China yesterday vetoed a UN Security Council resolution on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a vital maritime choke point through which a fifth of global oil passes, blockaded by Iran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.